Hi, so today I'm joined by my coach John. We've worked together since 2017 and he's helped me go from a 3.5 hour marathon down to a sub three. If you want to check out the sub three episode or how to break sub three, go to Runner's Life podcast and listen to episode 52. With that being said, John, do you want to introduce yourself to the listeners and just give us an introduction into what we're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, my name's John Starrett, aka Coach Stazza or the Stable Master. I'm the owner of Stazza Stable Limited. It's a global running community coaching over 200 people all over the world, from beginners through elites. We've taken Club Runner to the Olympics and a lot of elite runners as well, winning big marathons around the world, and coaching elites in the US, in Ireland, and also in Kenya. And basically, just a quick overview of what we're going to be talking about today is an initiative that Marcus and I have come up with, really, is about how to help emerging talent. Because over the years, when I was running myself, I had a lot of help from coaches free of charge. And I've coached for the last 30 years free of charge and only recently started charging clients. And I kept the price very low with a lot of extra value. But now's the time, because the business is doing really well, that I want to invest back into the running community and help the runners who are sort of struggling to make that breakthrough into the international standard. They're tinkering around the national standard across country, 5,000, 10,000, from sort of sub-elite into the elite area, so they can get into the Olympics and the World Championships. And, you know, that's really what we want to talk about, how we're going to do that today.
And you've got experience with athletes and taking them to those elite levels, taking athletes to the Olympics. So do you want to talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, I suppose in terms of elite athletes, and the one that's most pertinent to what we're talking about today would be the recent success of Aoife Cook. Aoife contacted me in 2018, around December time. And at the time, she had finished in the mid-30s in the Irish National Cross Country Championships. Her marathon PB was 2:46. And, you know, she was approaching her mid-30s and really had nowhere to go. But within 10 months, Aoife went from 2:46 to 2:32 for the marathon, won the Irish National Marathon Championships. And then about a year later, I think it was, or maybe a bit longer than a year, just over a year later, she won the Cheshire Elite Marathon in 2:28 and qualified for the Olympics. And, you know, so, you know, that's a really good example of the type of person, you know, what we're targeting at the moment, and the sort of experience, how we're going to develop and take people forward.
So we're going to go into a little bit about what you're offering. But before we do that, I know there's been lots of different things and probably the advice would be pretty boring, you know, but what kind of are the general things that stick out in your mind from taking someone like Aoife from where she was to the elite levels of competition?
Yeah, I think we have to be honest with it and say there has to be a degree of talent in there. That's the first thing. You know, if somebody's got talent, that helps massively. And on the talent spectrum, on the international level, I think Aoife would be the first to admit that she didn't have a massive amount in terms of speed. For example, like, she struggled to break 80 seconds for 400 meters when she first joined me. And then within sort of, I suppose, 6 months, she was able to do 10 times 1K at 3:20 pace, which is 80 seconds per 400, and then do 10 400s after that in 72 seconds. So you do need a little bit of talent to work with. And most of the people that we're going to be targeting with this initiative will already sort of be in that area. You know, that they'll be doing quite well. So for example, for a woman, you're looking at somebody who's probably a sub 2:40 marathon runner or sub 2:45 marathon runner, if they're sort of around the 30 age mark. Or if they're a bit younger, sort of in their early mid-20s, then you're looking at someone who's running about 16:30 for 5K, 33:30 around there for 10K. And on the men's side, you're looking at someone running about 14:15 for 5,000, 29:30-ish for 10K, and probably about 66:30 for the half marathon. So if they're in and around that area, those times are just general, really. But that's a sort of talent area that we're looking in to take people forward.
And you've spoken about that area, and sometimes people in that sort of space find it challenging in terms of how to break through. So can you talk a little bit about that and what you're kind of proposing, really?
Yeah, I suppose from a training point of view, initially, I think what we have to look at is a lot of people in their 20s to 30s in the UK, Ireland, and across Europe and in the US, they tend to focus in and around the 5,000 and the 10,000 meters. And that's kind of the old school way of doing things is, you know, start off at the 1500, the 2 mile or the 3000, then up to 5000, 10,000. And then when you get into your mid-30s, move up to the marathon when you've got the experience. But if we look at the evidence from Kenya and Ethiopia and other countries as well, we're seeing a lot younger people attacking the marathon at an earlier age. And generally, these are the guys that wouldn't quite cut it as a world-class 1500-meter runner or a world-class 5,000-meter runner, but they would probably be national champions in Ireland and the UK or in and around that. And then they move into the marathon, so, you know, as early as 18, 19, 20. So, and that's really where the opportunity is at the moment for European runners generally, and the top type of runners that we're talking about. They could spend years and years working away from, say, 22 to 30, trying to improve their 5,000-meter time and only take 10, 15, 20 seconds off it and still get nowhere near the standards that are required to run in the major championships, because the standards are really high now. However, the marathon is a really soft target comparatively for the men and the women. So like 2:11:30 for the men in real terms is like a 2:15:30 right now. Because if you take the shoes into consideration and the fuel in with Morton, you know, you can take 4 minutes off that. So someone running 2:11:30 is really a 2:15:30 guy. So, and then with the right training, you know, if someone's running 2:20, 2:22, you could take them from 2:22 realistically in 2 years down to that 2:11:30, I think anyway. And that was evidence to say, look what we did with Aoife. Aoife was a 2:46 woman, and within 18 months to 2 years, we took it down to 2:28. So that's the sort of area, you know, that we're looking at, and where the opportunity really lies is in the marathon. But we've got a lot of tools at our disposal as well, which most coaches don't really have. For example, I've got a high altitude training camp in Kenya and access to high altitude training as well in the US. And what I'm proposing is that, you know, the athletes that we take on board will have free access to this year round. So say, for example, some 23, 24 year old lad comes on board with us, he might be like a 14, 25,000 meter runner. What we'll do for, you know, if he wants to, we can take him across to Kenya. He can have free accommodation in Kenya the whole year training at high altitude. And that's a massive advantage. Also with the coaching, free physio, strength and conditioning, nutritional advice and massage and all the backup and support that they need. And along with that, what I'm proposing as well is that, you know, we'll sort them out with the necessary shoes and kit that they need and a few other little deals that we're working on at the moment as well. I'm hoping too that because of the people that I coach at the moment around the world, there are a lot of people who are big business owners and they've expressed an interest in getting involved with this. And maybe we'll be able to work out some so that we can actually get these guys so they get some sort of funding as well to help them live, you know, to pay for their food. Their accommodation will be free, but hopefully we can get, you know, get people on board with this and maybe a little bit with their travel as well. Now, for example, somebody might not want to go and stay in Kenya for a whole year, but if they wanted to go there and we thought it was the right time to go for 2 or 3 months, we'd send them over there and it would be free of charge for them. So, you know, these are the sort of little things that, you know, we're talking about in the early stages of this.
It sounds like a fantastic deal, free coaching, you know, free physio, free nutrition, you know, the training. And someone might ask, why are you doing it for free?
Yeah, no, absolutely. For a long time, I've been thinking about this. I've been watching a lot of runners in Ireland specifically and the UK who are, like, to use that word again, tinkering or hovering around that national standard mark, and they don't get any support. For example, with Aoife, she didn't get any financial support until she got the Olympic qualifying time. So part of the Aoife's success was me being able to take her to Kenya. And, you know, she took a minute after 6 weeks of being out in Kenya training. She came back and whacked a minute off her 10-mile time, which then set her up so that she had the necessary speed and the platform for which we could then build and, you know, go on and do the marathon training. So I think there are a lot of people in this area now, they get disillusioned and drop out of the sport because they're not improving for a start. You know, they go down to their club and they're running on the track with everybody in the club. The training's not specific to them. And they're not getting this sort of backup and support that we can offer. The reason why I want to do it is, I think I've alluded to this at the beginning, was, you know, when I was running, when I was younger, I had a lot of people helping me with coaching. And for me, the great joy is more the coaching than the running itself, and to see people improve and helping them and facilitate that for them. That's where the buzz is for me. And also through the coaching, which I reluctantly started charging for about 2.5-3 years ago, the business has gone really well, and that's just grown organically in the community. But the people within that business really like to see people developing as well. And what I want to do is reinvest some of that money back into this emerging talent to give them that opportunity so they can develop and change their lives, like Aoife's life's changed massively. You know, Aoife was struggling 2.5 years ago. Now financially, she's pretty secure. You know, she's hit her dream of hitting the Olympics, and she'll press on and do better things. And that's the sort of thing where, you know, the excitement for me as a coach is.
Can you talk a little bit about how it would work in terms of like how they can get in touch and what the sort of next stages are?
Yeah, well, right now, probably the best way to get in touch is if they jump onto my website, stazzastable.com. There's a contact details are there, and they can email me and just give me a brief overview of their background. And then what I'll do is I'll set up a call with them, and then we can talk a little bit more in detail. So like a relaxed process, so they can get to know me a little bit better. I can get to know them and find out, you know, what their motives are and if they'd be suitable for this. Because obviously initially the places are going to be limited, but it is something that I'm looking to expand. But it's going to be a pilot, really. So we'll probably be taking on, I think, 3 women, 3 men initially. That's the kind of area that we're looking at. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the 3 best runners or the 3 fastest runners. It's the people that I think have got the right character to do this as well, and, you know, the motivation. Because a lot of people will say, you know, I want this and I want to be this and I want to be that and the other. But it's about whether they really deep down have it in them, you know, to do that. Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of time invested in them and money as well to help them develop. Now, all I'm asking is, you know, for them to, you know, put in the work and be 100% with it. And that was one of the great things about Aoife. While she may not have been the most talented female runner in Ireland, she definitely worked really, really hard and followed the training exactly and reaped the rewards of it. So it'll be just through that contact, that initial sort of thing, and we'll develop it from there.
I think it's the rounded thing, isn't it? It's like the hard work, it's the talent, the hard work, but also having the right values as well as a person.
Yeah, that's key as well, you know. Part of the thing is, as well as apart from hard work and the talent as well, you know, it is about the values as well. And, you know, that's something that I'll be looking at, what the person's all about and, you know, the metal that's behind them and the type of character that they are. A couple of the initiatives that I'm working on at the moment is I coach 30 people who are running coaches already. And as the guys will tell you, is quite regularly I put on Zoom calls to help them and teach them sort of things and bring them along. And one of the initiatives I'm doing at the moment is putting a course together to help people to become better coaches, and which you're aware of. And one of the things that you've done ever since we first started is you've always asked why, and that's always impressed me. And part of me as a coach is not about dogmatically giving programs and telling people to get on with them. As you know yourself, it's that interaction and it's a team thing. So your training isn't just solely dictated by me, it's by you and your feedback and your questioning. And sometimes you'll say to me that you think you need this, and I listen and we discuss. And you're at the stage now where, you know, you're ready to go into the coaching, and I want to bring you on board, and you can assist me with this. And you know, as we go along, it'll help you on your journey as, you know, as a coach as well. And you've got a massive amount of experience that you just haven't really tapped into yet. So we'll be tapping into that and bringing you along as well.
It's looking like it's going to be a great opportunity for whoever like joins on. Is there a deadline at all for when you're looking at the applications and when you're going to review them?
Yeah, I basically I want to get this launched before the new year because of time, because we're looking at people to qualify for the 2023 World Champs, the 2024 Olympics in Paris, you know. So it's that getting the right people on board and getting them set up and getting them going. So I want to get it moving rather than wasting time with it. As we move forward and continue, obviously this is something that will develop and bring along, and more people can come on board as the project gets a little bit more financial security behind it as well, because there are quite a few people who are interested in coming on board and backing it. But that's going to take a little bit more time. But initially, it's going to be me, gung-ho, let's go, let's get it done. And then, you know, we'll sort things out as we go along and bring it along. But basically, it's a win-win. It's a win for the people that want to come on it. They're going to get stuff they're just not getting at the moment. And also for me, it's great because I'm going to get the excitement of bringing these people on and developing them. And for you as well, because you'll be involved in this process and you'll be learning and helping and assisting with it as well. So I think everybody wins with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing the people that do apply and, you know, the people that, you know, go forward. So
can I just add one more thing there, Marcus, before you go? Already I've had about 7 people contacting me. I think 6 or 7 people contacting me. So there's going to be huge interest in this. So get your applications in quickly. It doesn't need to be all fancy and stuff. Just that initial contact, then we can do the call. You don't need to give me your life history and just an overview of your PBs and, you know what you want to do. And then we can sort of call out and then we can crack on from there.
So no like montages like Rocky, where he was running with like Apollo Creed on the beach and he splits up.
No need for anything like that. That comes later when they're at the Olympics.
Good stuff. All right, perfect. No, thanks for that, John. And yeah, apply now, and yeah, we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Brilliant.